This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. Numerous guns have been confiscated from Charlotte Mecklenburg School students. 19 were discovered in the 2016-17 school year, 6 as of November this year. No shootings had occurred on campuses in recent years, but in October, 16-year-old Bobby McKeaton was fatally shot at Butler High School in Matthews. Fellow student Jatwan Cuffey, also 16, has been charged in the shooting. CMS officials are seeking ways to keep guns out of schools and are also looking for means to help students, staff, and parents cope following a gun incident. At Butler, psychologists, social workers, and counselors were sent in to provide immediate counseling. According to Katrine Penn, CMS's Executive Director for Student Wellness and Academic Support, that assistance is ongoing at Butler.
We did install the school-based mental health program at Butler. Prior to the shooting, they did not have that program on their campus. The Butler staff has been meeting with those students who were identified as likely needing follow-up support.
How did you identify these students, and were the students in the immediate area who saw the shooting? Who were these students?
The school principal did an amazing job of talking to both his students and his staff in the aftermath about seeking help if they needed it, if they were struggling emotionally, if they were having trouble sleeping, if they were feeling sad or scared, that there was a media center full of counseling professionals who could see them. We had parents who brought their students to the counseling center following the shooting. We had staff who walked students down. So a number of different means, but the vast majority of students, with encouragement from their parents and from the teachers, counselors, and administrators in the building, identified themselves as having a need to talk to somebody.
What kinds of things are you looking at adding to other schools besides Butler? Because stress is a big thing for students these days.
Some of the things that we will be working on and are starting already is providing more professional development for our counselors, social workers, and psychologists, focused on helping them to better understand common mental health needs of students, making sure that they are prepared to go into classrooms and teach lessons on coping strategies and identifying when you are anxious and how to reduce your stress load. We'll be doing a lot of work to build the core skill set of our school-based staff so that they can pour more of that into our students.
What about training for teachers to be able to identify these students, to send to these other health professionals, and to be able to work with them on a daily basis in the classroom? Is there any professional development for teachers?
In the fall, we did some work with Yale University using a framework called RULER. It will help teachers to be able to identify students who may be struggling with some of the core competencies of social and emotional learning, or decision-making, or social skills. We want them to refer the student to the school counselor, social worker, or a psychologist.
Back to the teachers, though. Any training for them to deal with these students where they're not singled out and sent to counseling, where they can work with them in the classroom, anything being done there?
A lot of our schools have had their teachers trained on restorative practices. And so that is about supporting and teaching teachers how to work with their kids to identify and work through issues in the classroom.
Anything else you'd like to add that you are thinking of adding, or any other new programs that you are implementing to help when it comes to issues like what happened at Butler and the follow-up that students, teachers, and parents need?
There's a federal grant called the School Emergency Response to Violence Grant, and it is a grant that has been awarded to some of the school districts whose school shootings have made national news, like the Parkland shooting.
How much would that grant be, and what kinds of things are you looking at using the grant for?
We are looking at using funding to increase student access to counseling supports, both through their CMS counseling team, but also to supplement any funding needs for families who need therapy but may not be able to afford their insurance copay or out-of-pocket costs that are associated with mental health treatment. And then we're also looking at, for example, providing funding for substitute teachers so that if we have teaching staff who need to go to therapy or take other actions to address their own self-care needs, that we can cover the cost of their substitutes. The primary goal is to rebuild the school community and restore it to the sense of safety that the school would have had prior to those awful events in October.
Katrine, thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you.
Katrine Penn is the Executive Director of the Office of Student Wellness and Academic Support for CMS. It's currently the light.